Life is struggle experience. Death is rest experience. My love of God is not a maybe. My love of God is a must be. When we love God unconditionally, there is no impossibility bridge that we cannot cross. Silence I need to love and serve God's inner life. Sound I need to love and serve God's outer life. God is not blind, but his love, compassion, and forgiveness are all totally blind. Today, what we call desire, tomorrow that very thing we call frustration. Ignorance does not care to claim us. We dare to claim God as our own very own. The desire road is not only full of thorns, but also full of danger. The aspiration road has beauty and fragrance in measureless measure. God has been waiting and waiting for me, my body, my vital, my mind, and my heart to walk together. Alas, we are all at different places. My soul light is infinitely stronger than my ignorance night. Eagerness and gratitude soldiers are guarding my heart door. God has finally issued a strong warning to my mind. Never doubt anybody. We must not take anything for granted, even our next immediate breath. Today we shall survive our obstacles, tomorrow we shall thrive on them. I shall break open my mind door and cast aside all doubts that my mind houses. When God asks me, "My child, are you ready?" My immediate answer is in the affirmative, a resounding yes. After the death of despair, a new aspiration dawns. Who will lead this world to sanity? Not the human life, but the divine breath. Only the God-seekers and God-lovers have the capacity to envision a world with no division. Start again to establish God's faith in you. The troubling and troubled world must not be given an undying breath. The opportunity to move forward is always given to us by God Himself. Somebody has to break the ancient cycle of doubt, insecurity, and jealousy. Who knows? My Lord Supreme may want me to perform this impossible task. Go anywhere you want to, but never carry your doubting mind with you. Go wherever you want to, but never forget to carry your loving heart with you. A divine thought has instant access to God's heart. We all need a death-defying determination to arrive at our goal. I pray to God every day to make me a member of His heart's secret society. Cynicism can never experience real joy. Pleasure insanity drives our divinity away. Alas, everything on earth is insincere and false, even our heart's love of God. If I can simplify my life, God will amplify my heart. Our gratitude heart tears are at once intoxicating and illumining. The beauty of a simplicity life and the fragrance of a purity heart cannot be fathomed. Soulful is the beauty of the morning. Peaceful is the fragrance of the evening. The moment we touch our Lord's compassion feet, everything becomes crystal clear. Alas, the triumph of Justice Day has not yet arrived. Alas, the goodness of the heart still remains unexplored. God wants only His compassion eye to measure our life's progress. My heart shrine inspires my mind, encourages my life, and awakens my body to run the fastest towards the goal. The world-illumining souls must walk on thorns. I cry and cry for the one whom my soul has chosen. Never be satisfied with less in the spiritual life. I need nothing save what God gives me blessingfully and cheerfully. My silence heart never allows my mind's ruthless intrusions. My Lord's sweetness smile feathers my soulfulness nest. My Lord's constant concern adorns my aspiring heart. Only love, devotion, and surrender can feed my God hunger. I must discover how beautiful my inner heart garden is. Each soul is a magnificent revelation of God Himself. God asks me to live blissfully and not mightily. The heart of a self-giving life is its own proof. Good intentions may die abruptly. Good actions shine perpetually. The heart key can easily open the long locked opportunity door. My life stories God compassionately reads. My heart songs God proudly sings. O seeker, you must be the winner in the insecurity battle. My heart has given my life the most reliable friend, God. Alas, will there be a time when I shall be able to approve of my life justifiably? The inner guidance is safe, absolutely safe, although the mind does not believe it. Each breath has to be a flower smile freshness. If you cannot get rid of the desiring mind, then at least give it a long vacation. If you are eager to know, then you will be able to quickly grow. It is a serious crime to belittle others' good and divine qualities. God wants me to reveal and not to conceal my divine self. Like my soul, I too must touch each life with my inner divinity's smile. Do not allow your yesterday's failures to mar your today's Godward journey. May every detail of my spiritual life embody one thing, purity. On his day off, God enjoys the silence game with his transcendental vision. On his day off, man accepts the invitation of ignorance, pleasure, falsehood. God will give much more attention to your needs if you can be aware of others' needs. God realization cannot afford to take vacations. Less possessions means much possessed by God himself. The beauty of God's surrender is not only astonishing, but also breathtaking. We must conquer insecurity. It is too powerful to be ignored, even for a fleeting second. Unreality pays our mind continuous visits. Go alone to God without anything. Just carry your sincere heart. He will do the rest. I have been warned by God many, many times not to mix with ignorance night. Alas, I have so far not succeeded. See God's proudly smiling face inside your heart. God does not know what he will do with our desire beggar favors. Constant malady needs constant self-offering remedy. Tr- trust in God has to be sleepless and invincible. Do not pray to God for a miracle life, but for a God union heart. We must pray to God to give us what He wants to give, and at the same time we must pray to God to take us as we are. Every day God reminds me of my promise that I have been making for years. Across my heart, God has written only one word: God hunger. God wants me to be supremely proud of myself when I cheerfully obey Him immediately. My Lord, here and now, do come and claim me and my all as Your own very own. I take all my offerings as my self-offering to my Lord Supreme. Crisis is blessing in disguise. Quite often, the mind information is all misinformation. My Lord, Your will is my heart's immediate thrill. An unconsecrated minute is a failure hour. There was a time when I thought I was the doer. I now know that I am not the doer. The doer is my inner pilot. Do not blame your faith for anything. Your aspiration faith can never do anything wrong. God doubters must be banished from the heart world. God's heart is infinity's patience. He never gives up on us. A gratitude heart magnet attracts God's blessings immediately. God forgives us. He has performed His task. We must perform our task by forgetting the whole thing. When there is hope in the heart, a smile can be found on the face. Do not give up. Continue. The distance is shortening. The goal is beckoning. The secret of secrets. Look ahead with hope all the time. The inner happiness never depends on outer happenings. Those who know God well are all humility's friends. My God, gratitude is deeply hidden from the eyes of mankind. To my greatest joy, today I am striking my ignorance departure drums. God's heart is bleeding with the unshed tears of humanity's heart. My inner beings gave me a standing ovation when I disappeared from my mind's frustration room. If you do not climb up the aspiration hill, how will your heart enjoy the God oneness thrill? A new life mastery comes from the capacities of our heart discovery. When you are awake, dive deep within. When you are sleeping, pray to God for world union dreams. My mind hesitation is no match for my heart determination. Desire hunger comes back again and again until God realization is achieved. My heart belongs to tomorrow's dawn and not to yesterday's night. A single seeker heart can save 1,000 sinner minds. My heart, dream on, dream on. Behold, a new dawn is beckoning you. My God obedience comes first and foremost in my life. Expectation is a stranger to deep meditation. My Lord, this time I am determined to devour you with my devotion heart. My inner pilot has only one message. Go forward, my child, go forward. My tears and smiles have built a bridge between the inner world of aspiration and the outer world of dedication. Use your heart if you really want something significant from God. Transform your mind. If not, you will find yourself in the abysmal abyss. Never lose your God service opportunity, even for a fleeting moment. My heart's hope tree, nobody can shake. When I think of a false friend, immediately I clearly see my desire life. When I think of a real friend, immediately I clearly see my aspiration heart. A heart of joy knows how to fly. A life of sorrows knows how to cry. I feel my Lord's breath the moment I kneel down. When I am in my mind's desire world, satisfaction remains a far cry. When I'm in my heart's aspiration world, satisfaction I feel within, without. When devotion fades from the heart, we see the heaven gates are all closed. May my God gratitude tears fill every moment of my life. Silence heralds the death of sound. One moment of anger creates untold sufferings for a long span of time. Alas, I do not know how all of a sudden my God-eagerness heart has become so rusty and dusty. Never too late to become what God wants us to become. I am totally fed up with my God-unwillingness mind. I carry my God-obedience in the very depths of my heart wherever I go. Although I do not deserve it, God's unconditional love has reserved a seat for me in God's heart. From the sole of my foot to the crown of my head, I dare to call God my heart's own, very own. The mind ego shows off when God watches the mind and the heart playing. From the hope sea, my heart is reaching the promise shore. I am ready to lose everything in my life, save and accept my God gratitude heart. I cannot claim God tomorrow. But I can claim God today at this very moment. My heart is determined to climb up to the zenith heights of love, devotion, and surrender. The mind can have peace if it can ever stay on a very high plane of God-oneness consciousness. God is never too busy to notice what we are actually doing. Do we ever grow up? No. Why? Because we love to live in the buried past. Pain is the vivid presence of ignorance and not the sad absence of God. In the spiritual life, the most precious possession is God obedience. I do not worry anymore, precisely because God is fully in charge of my life. A heart of aspiration shows our life myriad ways to proceed. God says that ultimately we are bound to satisfy Him. Quite often, God makes a very special meal for my God gratitude heart. Negativity is nothing short of a spirituality beggar. My Lord pleads with me to claim Him as my own, very own. My simplicity life. My Lord admires more than anything else. My gratitude heart offers joy to my Lord's heart far beyond what my mind can ever imagine. The best way we can serve God's will is to keep the mind prison shut and the heart door wide open. Jealousy, insecurity, impurity. These wild animals roam and roam in my mind jungle. My soul every morning inspires and energizes my heart to hoist the victory banner of my Lord Supreme. We discover everything in finding our Lord's compassion feet. When I beg God to tell me all about his life, he immediately fulfills my desire. When God asks me to tell him something about my inner life, immediately my mind intrudes. Therefore, I fail to fulfill God's request. God is God's affection touch. God is God's correction hammer. All illumining souls are at play in God's heart heaven playground. God's single smile is enough to keep my life happy for a long time. My heart tears know not God empty years. My life boat is sailing fast, very fast, towards my Lord's compassion flooded harbor. May my heart progress be too fast for my mind impurities to keep up. As a solid foundation in our spiritual life, determination has no equal. The mind is always busy inventing ever new negativities. When we want to run very fast in our spiritual life, interference may threaten our journey from all angles. Only the awakened souls know that God is God's 24-hour concern for humankind. Anything undivine can easily herald the birth of disaster. God gives a free scholarship to anyone who wants to study at his oneness school. Ignorant night has always been in power on earth. We must remain aloof from the outer turmoil if we really want to feel God's presence and if we really want to see God face to face. To my great joy and relief, gone are the days of my self-indulgence. God has given each and every human being the capacity to create his own aspiration dedication horizons. Ingratitude lion is our worst invisible inner enemy. I have given my life to the fulfillment of my aspiration dream. Goodness can easily take care of greatness, but greatness cannot do the same. The mind has no proper battle armor, yet it is eager to have victories crowned.